If you venture to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, you may go see the Sioux Locks. Some folks also want the experience of climbing on board one of the big ships that pass through that waterway. And for that, they may come here. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. Paul Saverin is the curator of the Sioux Historic Sites, which includes the Ship Valley Camp in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. That particular freighter was launched in 1917 and measures about 550 feet by 60 feet. A good-sized ship, but smaller and slower than many that pass by today.
You take a 1,000-footer, there are 13 of them in the Great Lakes. Now, those particular ships can carry up to 60 to 70,000 tons of coal or taconite. They would load up in Duluth and be down over in Detroit in a matter of about 4 or 5 days.
Conversely, the Valley Camp on display here could carry about 50 to 60,000 tons less for a total load of about 10,000 tons. The way those loads are put on and off the ship has changed greatly as well.
She is not a self-unloader, meaning that they had to have Hewlett buckets that were brought inside, and they were on the docks. And that would take about a day to a day and a half to unload 10,000 tons.
Not only do the new ships have more horsepower to move quickly in the water, those loads are getting on and off the ship much faster than the old Valley Camp.
Nowadays, you get the Paul Tregurta that comes into port and unloads with about 60,000 ton with a self-unloader, 10,000 ton per hour. It would take about 6 hours.
Today, the Valley Camp is a great place to experience a piece of Great Lakes shipping history.
She's been moored here for the last 50 years and has had visitors coming in from mid-May to mid-October, 7 days a week. Tens of thousands of people come here.
Traveling the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.